Hi, it is me, Pastor David. Today, I'd like to meditate with you a song. Not any song, but one that is sang at a desperate, a down time. It is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, the last three verses, 17 through 19. It reads, "Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places." What kind of time is this? It's really desperate time. You know, in ancient economy, if there's no fig tree blossom and the fruit, no fruit on the vine, and there's no olive crop, the fields do not produce food, no flock in the field, and no cattle in the store. In today's term, that means you don't have carbohydrate, no oil, no meat, no vegetable. All four major food groups. It's a terrible time. Time of death. Yet, Habakkuk rejoices. How can he? You know, in our times like these, we stay at home. We complain sometimes. There's no fresh vegetable. We cannot go to have dim sum. And we cannot see our loved ones. For some 10% of our congregation, they lost their jobs. The economic outlook is dim. But at least we have food on the table and roof over our head for the near future. Nowhere nearly as dire as Habakkuk's time. Yet the prophet write down for us this song that ends on a rejoicing note, a praising finish. So I call this Song of the Desperate. There's another story which is similar to this. About mid-19th century, a young man from America. He wanted to sail to the Far East to be a missionary. He had to take a ship to sail around the southern tip of South America. Now, this is before the time of the Panama Canal. And he ran into a shipwreck. Everybody on the ship died, one at a time. And he was the last one to die. And he has been keeping a diary. In the last entry of his diary, he wrote, quoting from Psalm 34, verse 10, "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing." You know, this is the last thing he wrote down as he was seeing people dying all around him. And yet he is still filled with the feeling about goodness of God. His hope is dashed. He wanted to be a missionary, but he was thousands of miles from his destination. He must be overwhelmed. So it becomes obvious as we look at these situations that happiness, true rejoicing, you know, for us, it is often derived from what we see and what we feel around us, what is happening at the moment, or what are the prospects for the future. But how far can we see into the future? No one can tell you for sure, not even tomorrow. On the other hand, I look at the prophet. I look at this young to-be missionary. In order for them to feel upbeat, to have the strength to stand up and do the work, like Habakkuk as a prophet, he does not look around, which is devastation. He looks back. For Habakkuk, he looks back. Like we just celebrated and remembered our 10th anniversary, our theme was Thanksgiving, a very appropriate theme in these times. Let us look back so that we can look forward. So did Habakkuk. In verse 18, he remembered God's salvation for him. In verse 19, he remembers how God gave him strength when he was weak. And the result, in verse 19, he felt joyous, gladness, uplifting. In so many Bible study discussions, small group meetings, when it comes to sharing application times, We simply find it hard to bring to memory some of the good things God did for us, some of the times when God strengthened us. Brothers and sisters, we need practice. We need to develop such discipline. Let us begin today. Let us not waste the difficulties that is around us. Let us develop the practice of waiting, remembering, and praising God. And then we will be prepared for the greater difficulties that for sure will come in the end times. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we will indeed spend time remembering, writing down the goodness you have given us in the past, that we have personally experienced. And when we do, remember them. Help me. May the Holy Spirit help me write them down, and then also tell others. This is the discipline that I need, that we need. So help me. So help us, God. In Jesus' name, amen.